Title: LSB Edit. Rauta Hoover Stab from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Timeless Roller Momentum. Intro: Hi. In this Advanced FX lesson, I'm going to show you an LSB Edit. Rauta Hoover Stab from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Timeless Roller Momentum. LSB stands for Low, Side, Band, a routing and processing workflow that splits one Hoover stab into three targeted chains. The goal: a stab that sits tight under the kick, pushes the stereo sides for motion, and breathes in the mid-band for that rolling DNB momentum. What we'll build, you'll create a single instrument rack Hoover made in Wavetable with a clean operator sine sub, an audio effect rack or per-chain effect split into low, band and side, mid-slash-side and frequency split processing using EQ8, utility, auto filter, saturator, compressor and tempo-synced LFOs. Four macros: width, motion, grit and sidechain bump. A saved instrument rack preset you can reuse in any roller arrangement. Step-by-step walkthrough: follow these steps in order. A. Create the source Hoover tone in Wavetable 1. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable. 2. Oscillators: OSC 1. Classic or basic saw. Octave 0. Unison 6. Detune approximately 0.18. Spread approximately 60%. OSC 2. A different waveform like square or pulse. Octave minus 1 or 0. Unison 4. Detune approximately 0.06. Use Wavetable's FM to modulate OSC 1 pitch lightly. Amount around 0.06-0.15 for a metallic edge. Keep the built-in sub off or low. We'll use operator for sub in the low chain. 3. Filter and envelope. Filter 1. Formant or band pass for vowel character. Start cutoff around 1-2 kHz. Resonance around 1.5-2.0. Envelope 1. Attack 0.5 ms. Decay 120-320 ms. Sustain 0. Map envelope amount to the filter at roughly 40-65%. Add a short pitch envelope via the matrix to give stab punch. 6-12 semitones. Short decay. 4. Save this Wavetable patch as Hoover core. B. Build the instrument rack and duplicate chains 1. Group Wavetable into an instrument rack. 2. Duplicate the chain twice so you have 3 chains. Rename them low, band and side. 3. Replace the low chains Wavetable with operator. In operator, set OSC to sign. Octave minus 1 or minus 2 if you need more sub. Envelope attack 0 ms. Decay tilde 200 ms. Sustain 0. This is your sub. Tracking the same MIDI. 4. Balance initial chain volumes. Low roughly minus 6 to 0 dB relative to band. C. Make each chain frequency and stereo specific. The core LSB edit, you can place an audio effect rack after the instrument rack or add effects per chain inside the instrument rack. Both approaches work. Low chain processing. Put EQ8 in mid-slash-side mode and work the mid-channel only. Low pass around 150-220 Hz, 24 dB slash OCK to isolate sub-content. Add saturate or soft clip with tiny drive, 1-2 dB, for harmonics. Add glue compressor with gentle ratio 2:1 and short attack. Sidechain it to your kick bus to duck the sub when the kick hits. Band chain processing, EQ8 on mid. Create a band pass, low cut tilde 150-220 Hz. High cut tilde 2.5-3.5 kHz, boost the Hoover vowel region 700-1200 Hz with a narrow Q, plus 24 dB. Insert moderate saturator for bite. Add glue compressor sidechain to the kick with medium release 80-160 ms, so the mids pump subtly with the groove. Optionally add a short, dark hybrid reverb at low wet glue mids without washing. Sidechain processing. EQ8 set to side mode. High pass around 200-250 Hz, so stereo content lives above the low end. Add utility with width 140-200% to broaden the sides. Use auto filter or Ableton's LFO map to filter cutoff. Tempo sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/16 and use a square or triangle wave with high resonance to create rhythmic chopping, depth controlled by a macro. Add chorus ensemble or echo for stereo movement. Low wet. Finally, add a compressor after these effects. Sidechain to the kick with a faster release than the band chain so the sides breathe rhythmically. D. Create the rhythm and motion 1. On the sidechain, use auto filters LFO or Ableton's LFO device tempo sync to 1/16 or 1/8. Map LFO amount to macro motion. 2. Add a second LFO at a slightly different division. For example, 1/16 triplet. Map to auto pan phase or stereo width to create breathing motion against the first LFO. 3. Set the band chain compressor release to complement the kick rhythm for 174-176 BPM. Start around 90-140 ms and adjust by ear. E. Sidechain routing and kick bus 1. Create a dedicated kick bus. On each chain's compressor, enable sidechain external and choose that kick bus. 2. Set threshold so compression ducks in time with the kick. Stronger ducking on low for clarity, moderate on side for groove. 3. Map these compressor thresholds to a macro named sidechain pump, so you can control pumping intensity from one knob. F. Macro mapping and final balancing 1. Map at least these macros, with right arrow utility width on side, motion right arrow LFO amount on side filter, grit right arrow saturator drive on band and side, sidechain pump right arrow compressor thresholds on low, band and side. 2. Solo each chain and verify frequency isolation. Low must be mono and only contain sub-energy below your cutoff. 3. Create two return tracks, delay and reverb. Send side heavier to delay echo or ping pong and band slightly to reverb hybrid, reverb short slash dark. High pass returns around 400 Hz to protect the low end. 4. Save the instrument rack as LSB Hoover Roller V1. G. Tweaks for timeless roller momentum. Add a tiny LFO or pitch modulation on the side chain for micro fluctuation, plus or minus 5/12 cents. Sharpen the attack with a fast compressor on band or increase the pitch envelope amount for a punchier stab. If phasing is a problem, reduce unison spread or slightly offset a unison voice phase. Common mistakes to avoid: don't widen below tilde 200 Hz. Keep the low chain strictly mono. Avoid heavy reverb slash delay on the full signal. Send from side slash band only and high pass returns. Don't oversaturate the low chain. Harmonics belong above the sub. Double check EQ8 is set to mid slash side where intended. If side contains low energy, recheck routing and filter slopes. Match sidechain timing to the kick. Too long or too short release kills the groove. Always mono check to confirm no critical cancellation. Pro tips: resample the finished rack and re-import into simpler for lighter CPU and creative resampling. Use a parallel distorted duplicate of the band chain set to mono to add center body without killing width. Stack small macro changes into a single performance macro for live automation. Use tempo synced LFOs with slight humanization, e.g. 16th and 16th triplet, to avoid repetitive motion. Save tight and wide versions for instant A/B comparisons. Mini practice exercise: make two 16-bar loops at 174-176 BPM using your new rack. Version A, tight roller, motion 40%, with 110%, sidechain pump medium, MIDI, 1/8 note offbeat stabs, very little reverb. Version B, wide roller, motion 90%, with 170%, sidechain pump lighter. Add ping pong delay on the side, send sync to 1/8 plus dotted 1/16 and micro pitch LFO on side. Bounce both loops and compare in mono and stereo. Note which settings keep the kick present while maximizing motion. Recap: you've built an LSB edit, route a Hoover stab, from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for timeless roller momentum by designing the Hoover core in Wave Eatable and adding an operator sub, splitting the signal into low, band and side and isolating them with EQ8 in mid/side modes, applying chain-specific processing, tight sub-handling, mid-band saturation and shape, and tempo-synced side modulation for motion, using kick sidechain, tempo-synced LFOs and 4 macros for performance control. This workflow gives you a flexible template for DNB rollers, a tight low end, moving stereo sides, and an editable mid-body you can automate and resample. Final tips: before you go, always mono-check and use a spectrum analyzer to confirm the sub and kick aren't fighting. Optimize voices and unison for CPU. Resample when you're happy. Keep incremental saves and small notes, root key, decay times and recommended kick settings, so your rack travels well between projects. That's the full LSB edit walkthrough. Load live, build the rack, map the macros and start automating. You'll have timeless roller momentum in no time.